For this sitting meditation or awareness of breath meditation, if you can, find a place where you can sit comfortably, either in a chair with your feet on the floor, your back away from the chair, unless you need support, and then certainly feel free to lean back. Or if sitting is uncomfortable for you, laying on the floor or on your bed. The most important thing is finding a way that you can be alert and relaxed while doing this meditation. You can either open or close your eyes. Generally, we do it with closed eyes, but if that's uncomfortable for you, it's just allowing your eyes to take a soft gaze just a few feet in front of you. Sitting in a way that your back is not overly arched or too soft, but letting the belly be soft so that you can bring your awareness to the sensation of the breath, letting the diaphragm move freely. And just take a moment to find where you feel your breath most prominently. It might be the rising and falling of the belly with each breath, or it might be the sensation of the breath coming in through the nose. Perhaps a coolness at the tip of the nose as the air comes in, and a warmth as it comes out. Or for you, you might find it in your chest rising and falling, or the shoulders. And just taking a few moments now on your own to explore where you feel your breath, the sensation of breath, most prominently. And when you have found that place, just letting your awareness rest there in one place, awareness of the sensation of breathing, letting your awareness rest lightly, not striving, not trying to fix or control or change the breath in any way, but really bringing your full curiosity and interest to the sensation of the breath, each breath. You might notice that the breath is shallow or long, deep, ragged, or you might notice that the in-breath is different than the out-breath in how it feels. And again, we are just noticing. We're not trying to control the breath. We're just bringing our awareness to the fact that this body is breathing and the sensation of the breath and how it feels. And your mind will wander. That's what minds do. And when you see that you've become distracted, it's just simply letting go of the distraction and returning your awareness to the sensation of the breath. In this way, we begin again and again and again. And this is the practice, is noticing when the mind has become distracted and gently placing your awareness back at the breath or where you choose for it to be. no matter how long you've been distracted, is with kindness and compassion, with a gentle voice, just direct your awareness back to the breath, not judging that you had thoughts or judging what kind of thoughts they were, whatever the content, or how lost you might have been. The practice is to simply notice that you were away, that you were distracted, and to gently bring your awareness back again and again, gently placing your awareness at the sensation of the breath, and if you should be distracted by other body sensations, an itch or a pain, just taking a moment to be aware of that. Notice the qualities of it, perhaps. And then decide if you want to attend to it by scratching, for example, or if you need to move because there's a pain. But doing it consciously, making the choice. So first we become aware that there is a distraction like that. We notice the urge to move or to itch. And be curious about that. And you might find if it dissipates that you just simply return to the breath. Or after you've scratched or moved, is again just gently returning your awareness to the breath. And again, this is the practice. If you should feel sleepy, you can take 3 or 4 very deep breaths and check your posture to see if it's alert and relaxed, and then bring your awareness back to the breath again. Some people find it helpful if they're sleepy to just open their eyes gently, taking a soft focus. And again, it's just a simple acknowledgement of sleepiness, not trying to shut anything down, but working skillfully with it. When you see that your mind has wandered at that moment, you might congratulate yourself for becoming aware and then gently let go of the distraction and returning your awareness to the sensation of the breath and the body. And do you know where your mind is now? And just noticing and returning to the breath, bringing your full curiosity to each breath, perhaps noticing the start of the in-breath and the end of the in-breath and the beginning of the out-breath, the end of the out-breath. If you find yourself very distracted, you can try counting your breaths. Each cycle of breath, the in-breath and the out-breath, being one. Breathing in, two. Breathing in, three. And you can do that up to 10 counts and then start back at one. And if you get lost anywhere in the middle, it's just returning to the first breath again. Just starting over at one. Just reminding yourself not to be judgmental about what a mind does. They're very busy. That's what they do. And your job is simply to notice that you've been distracted and bring your awareness back where you want it to be. A gentle, soft, attention on the breath, awareness of the breath. As soft as a feather. Falling and landing on the ground. Gentle, non-judgmental, curious awareness. Letting your awareness be gentle and soft. And letting it be kind. And when you notice that your mind has wandered, you can just note where it's been. Maybe planning, gardening, wanting. Just simply notice if it's been in the future or the past, and then returning your awareness again to the breath. And always be willing to shift your posture if you need to help you be alert and undistracted, but doing so consciously, mindfully, not automatically. Just being aware of the urge and then making a choice to move if you need to. And if there happen to be distractions external to you, such as sound or the quality of the air or smells, is just notice. And if it helps, you can name it as distraction or sound, smell. And then just again, returning your awareness to the breath. And for these last 5 or 6 minutes, is perhaps just setting an intention to continue to be aware, with each breath, each in-breath and each out-breath, with beginner's mind, a willingness to see each breath as unlike the last one, different in very subtle ways, sometimes in very big ways. This breath. And this one. And this one. awareness of breath. Do you know where your mind is? Letting go of the distraction and returning your awareness back to the breath, placing it gently. And you might be aware of your mind being in anticipatory mode, wondering when the bell is going to ring, and just notice that. And then return your awareness to the breath. And just one more minute, seeing if you can be aware of each in-breath and out-breath for just one more minute.